Hey guys, this is Ash, and I'm back with another mini episode, and I'm taking you guys back to the Pioneer Reservation to bring you another story of another Indigenous sister who still hasn't received justice. Eternity Flying Horse was born to Johnny Flying Horse and Tessie Lee Bear Robe. She made her journey to the spirit world on December 6th, 2021. A beautiful girl who had so much to look forward to. A young one who still had traditions to learn and live. Many memories to make with friends. Summers off from school, spending it with her cousins and friends. This story is heartbreaking, you see. Eternity was just 13 years old when her life was tragically taken. On December 16th, 2021, Eternity left her sister's house on the Pioneer Reservation to take her niece to a nearby store. After getting what they wanted from the store, and I have no idea what that could have been, but I bet it was an ice cold Pepsi. So that's a Pepsi, but on the res around here, we call it a Pepsi. And I don't know why, it's just how we always said it. It's kind of fun. It's just res slang, I guess. But anyway, they started to make their way back to the house. But you see, Eternity never made it. She passed away that day from a hit and run. According to Eternity's grandmother, Bonita Andrews, in an interview she stated, the doctor said that the impact hit her so hard that she broke her neck. Right there, all the way through, brain dead. That's what they told us. We got to go sit with her for a while, but we could not touch her. And the doctors and nurses informed them to be prepared for an investigation, as it appears to be homicide. But according to the family, an investigation was never started. After the tragic incident, no one came to talk to the family. Even the others who were there, the witnesses, nobody asked them any questions. Bonita even called the Oglala Sioux Tribe Department of Public Safety herself to get answers, and they never called her back, and she never received an answer. Eternity was going to graduate 8th grade and ready to move on to high school the next year, but that was taken from her, and her family still has no answers who was involved in her death. The Killaland News Station has even tried to reach out to the Oglala Sioux Tribe Department of Public Safety multiple times to get information on Eternity's death, but they also never heard back. The FBI says they investigated the case thoroughly, and it is now closed. Closed, y'all. Closed. Yeah, I'm thinking the same thing. What? Did they inform the family it was an accident? Did they convict someone? What happened? Who was involved? Maybe they would know if they investigate and ask questions, ask the witnesses who were there. I just can't accept that, and I know the family does not either. Where's the justice, and where's the answers, and where's the respect? Eternity's family needs to know we care. And we want answers for her as well. So let's talk about what's going on with injustice of hit and runs in South Dakota. Here's another story. And this story is the story of Nevaeh Rose Braveheart. She was born on January 24th in 2008 in Rapid City, South Dakota to Jamie Braveheart and Heather Betty Young. She was involved in a hit and run that ended her life too soon in October of 2022. So if you do the math, she was just 14 years old. 14 years old when this happened to her. She was just a baby, just as Eternity was. Nevaeh's family held a vigil for her honor on October 14th, 2022. And just a couple days later, a man named Jordan Hare, a 27-year-old man from South Dakota, was arrested and accused of running over Nevaeh and then fleeing the scene. Nevaeh died from her injuries sustained from the hit and run before help could arrive. Hare, after hitting Nevaeh, fled the scene like a coward and had intent to cover up what he did because he washed his truck and painted the rims. And this is all according to the Pennington County State Department. When he was arrested, he was charged with felony hit and run accident resulting in death or injury. The crime is a Class 6 felony with a maximum, let me say, that a maximum, which you and I know means the most he can get, is 2 years in prison and up to a $4,000 fine. And that's just not acceptable to me. I understand the ruling. If it was an accident, sure. And he stopped and he tried to help or call for help or showed any remorse, but he fled the scene, then tried to cover it up. The punishment does not fit that crime, especially since it was revealed that the witnesses stated Nevaeh was still alive when Hale fled the scene, but she passed before medical assistance could arrive. He knew what he was doing. He knew what he did. And I just don't accept that. I don't accept that punishment at all. During his bail hearing, his attorney argued Hare should be considered for bail because of his long-term residence in the city, his long-term employment, and the fact that he has family in the area as examples of his responsible nature. Do what? The family was not in attendance as they were making funeral arrangements back in Pine Ridge. However, her aunt attended the bail hearing and announced she was disgusted and shared that the family would have to have a closed casket due to the nature of her injuries. Many incidences of violence against Indigenous women often go without consequences or justice. Eternity still hasn't gotten justice, and her life mattered. She was important, and something so tragic like being struck by a car should hold consequences for the person who did it. A proper investigation should be conducted. However, most of the cases that impact Native women and girls go without investigation. Families and loved ones are caught between a lack of national interest, lack of resources, and jurisdictional issues. Sometimes they can spend decades pleading for justice. I hope that Hare is brought to the justice that he deserves and faces more than the maximum 2 years and a $4,000 fine. I hope the advocates of Eternity's family can get some type of answers for what happened to her. Because the Sioux Nation lost two girls, Eternity Flying Horse and Avaya Braveheart. They deserve to have their name said and their story remembered.
Thank you for listening to We Are Resilient. For links to information found for this episode, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at We Are Resilient Podcast, send us an email at weareresilientpod@gmail.com, or visit us at www.war-podcast.com.